Good morning, brother, sister.
弟兄姐妹们早晨好。
Greeting from California.
加州的弟兄姐妹们问候大家。
Can we have a word of prayer first?
我们先有一些祷告。
Oh, we place this time in your hand.
父神，我们把下面的时间交在你的手中。
We want to fix our eye on Jesus.
我们让我们的眼目都定睛在主耶稣基督的身上。
And we want to place our heart to draw to near.
让我们的心都被他所吸引。
As we open up the Bible,
当我们打开圣经的时候
we pray that you will illuminate the word.
我们愿你启开这些话语。
And also pray for the Holy Spirit to draw us close to you.
愿圣灵把我们带进你的同在当中。
And to do the work of transformation.
让我们做在我们身上做改变的工作。
May your name be exalted.
愿你的名得高举。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So this morning I'd like to share with brothers and sisters a few things that I hope you are very familiar with already.
今天早晨我愿意和弟兄姐妹们分享几件事情，可能是大家都是非常熟悉的。
It is the man after God's heart.
是合神心意的人。
And I want to actually change the word to not the man, but a man.
我把要把这个词稍微变一下，就是要一些很多合神心意的人。
Because when we talk about the man, we refer to David.
因为我们谈到那一个人的时候，常常我们是指的大卫。
But when we talk about a man after God's heart,
但是我们一个反指的不是特指的人的时候
，is refer to you and me.
是指到你我每个人。
When we think about King David,
当我们想到大卫王的时候
we know that God recognized he's a man after his heart.
神认识到他是一个合神心意的人。
David had the desire to build a temple for God, a house for God.
大卫有心愿要为神建殿，神的家。
Because he said that I'm living in a place, a palace made of cedar wood, but the ark of God,is in a tent.
因为他说我自己住在香柏木的宫殿中，神的约柜却去住在帐篷里。
So God has a desire to please God.
所以他的心渴望能够要神喜悦。
And when the temple was dedicated,
当圣殿被献上的时候
the Bible recorded that the glory of God filled the temple.
圣经记载说神的荣耀充满了圣殿。
So David's desire is for God's glory to fill the earth.
所以大卫的心愿是让神的荣耀充满全地。
And so all nations will be blessed.
让万国都因他蒙福。
As I was considering David,
当我在思考大卫的时候
God chose David when he was a young boy, maybe 12 or 14.
神拣选了大卫是当他非常年轻的时候，可能在12岁到14岁的时候。
So I was wondering what did God see in David at that young age?
所以我在心里在想，神在大卫那个年轻的时候，在他的心里看见了什么？
God saw David's heart even when he was a shepherd.
因为神看见了大卫的心，当他还是个牧羊童的时候。
So what did God actually see in David at that young age?
所以神真实的在大卫的心里边所看见的是什么？
As we look at 1 Samuel chapter 17,
当我们看见撒母耳记上17章的时候
when David talked to Saul,
这里边是大卫和扫罗的对话。
And David asked King Saul to send him out to fight the Goliath, the uncircumcised Philistine.
这里边大卫向扫罗求战，要去打那非利士人哥利亚。
And this is what David said.
这是大卫所说的。
The Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine.
大卫说，耶和华救我脱离狮子和熊的爪，也要救我脱离这非利士人的手。
David knows something about God at that young age.
在那个非常年轻的那个年龄里边，大卫就认识神。
He knew that God is an almighty God.
他知道神是万军之耶和华。
His name is above all names.
他的名超过万名之上。
His name above, is above the Philistine God.
他的名超越了非利士人的神。
And he had placed himself in the hands of God.
他把他自己放在神的手中。
He trusts God.
他相信神。
He had faith in God.
他在神里边有信心。
He knows God is the God to deliver.
因为他知道神是一个拯救的神。
He placed himself in God's.
所以他把自己放在神的手中。
As a shepherd.
作为一个牧人。
So he placed his, he laid down his life for his sheep.
他把他自己的生命为他所牧养的那些羊舍了。
He fought the lion.
他是和狮子搏斗。
He fought the bear.
他和熊搏斗。
David truly was a man after God's heart, even when he was young.
所以当大卫还是非常年轻的时候他就是一个合神心意的人。
In Acts chapter 13,
在使徒行传第十三章里边
It said that, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do.
那里边说我寻得了耶西的儿子大卫他是合我心意的人凡事要遵行我的旨意。
So this morning I'd like to share about what is God's heart.
所以今天早晨要和弟兄姐妹们分享神的心意是什么。
In the four gospels, Jesus has openly proclaimed the heart of God.
在四福音当中我们的主耶稣基督公开地宣告神的心意。
In the book of Matthew, it talks about the teaching of Jesus.
在马太福音里边讲到了主耶稣基督的教导。
The book of Mark talks aboutThe work of Jesus.
在马可福音里边讲到了主耶稣基督的工作。
And in the book of Luke, it talks about the life and the walk of Jesus.
在路加福音里边讲到了主耶稣基督的生命和他的行为。
And in the book of John,
在约翰福音里边
a particular emphasis is on the heart of Jesus.
特别的强调是耶稣基督的心。
So I'd like to, use a few passages from John to share aboutThe heart of Jesus.
所以我早晨愿意和弟兄姐妹们借着约翰福音里面的几节经文谈到主耶稣基督的心。
There are many signs, many miracles in the book of John.
在约翰福音里面讲到了许多神迹记号。
The sign is like a road sign.
这些记号好像就像那些路标一样。
When you drive down the road, you said, turn, the left turn sign, you turn left.
当我们开车的时候我们看见了向左转的路标我们向左转。
Or right turn, then you follow to the right.
如果是向右转的路标我们就向右转。
And eventually, it will lead you where you want to go.
最终他要把我们带到我们的目的地。
The sign of Jesus points us to Jesus.
耶稣基督这些记号也是把我们带到了主耶稣基督自己里面。
He's the Son of God.
他是神的儿子。
He points us to God.
并且指向了神。
He points us to the heart of God.
指向了神的心意。
So this morning I'd like to share a miracle that we're all very familiar with.
所以今天早晨愿意分享一件神迹是弟兄姐妹都是非常熟悉的。
It is the feeding of the 5,000.
是喂饱了五千人。
Now this is a very, very important parable, a miracle,in the gospel.
这在福音书里边是一个非常非常重要的神迹。
So, because this is the only event it was recorded in the four gospels.
在四福音当中唯有独一的一次在这里边记载了这个事件。
So, let's read chapter 6 in the book of John.
所以我们来读一下约翰福音第六章。
Chapter 6, verse 1 to verse 13.
约翰福音第六章第一到第十三节。
Sometime after this, Jesus crossed to the far shore of the Sea of Galilee, that is, the Sea of Tiberias, and a great crowd of people followed him, because they saw the miraculous sign he had performed on this sick.Then Jesus went up on the mountain and sat down with his disciple. The Jewish Passover feast was near. When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, Where shall we buy bread for these people to eat? He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do.
这事以后，耶稣渡过了加利利海，就是提比利亚海，有许多人因为看见他在病人身上所行的神迹，就跟随他。耶稣上了山，和门徒一同坐在那里。那时犹太人的逾越节近了，耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说，我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎样行。
Verse 7,
第七节。
Philip answered and said, 8 months wages would not buy enough bread for each one to have a bite. Another of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, spoke up. Here's a boy with 5 small barley loaves and 2 small fish, and how far will they go among so many?
腓力回答说，就是20两的人子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。有一个门徒，就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，对耶稣说，这里有一个孩童，带着5个大麦饼，2条鱼，只是分给这许多人，还算什么呢？
When they had all ate and had enough to eat, he said to the disciple, gather the pieces that are left over. Let nothing be wasted. So they gathered together and filled 12 baskets with the pieces of 5 barley loaves left over by those who had eaten.
他们吃饱了，耶稣对门徒说，把剩下的零碎收拾起来，免得有糟蹋的。他们便将那5个大麦饼的零碎，就是众人吃了剩下的，收拾起来，装满了12个篮子。
When we come to the 6th chapter of John,
当我们来到约翰福音第六章的时候，
we saw that there's this feeding of the 5,000.
我们看见了这里边主耶稣喂饱了5000人。
But when we go back to the first few chapters of John,
当我们回到约翰福音头几章的时候，
and God is preparing the heart of the disciples.
神在那边预备了他门徒的心。
So in chapter 2, when they talk about the wedding of Cana,
在第二章里边讲到迦南的婚宴。
Jesus pointed out that in God's heart is the heavenly celebration.
那里边主耶稣告诉我们说，在神的心意里边是一个属天的庆祝。
He pointed out that earthly celebration will come to an end.
他告诉我们说，地上的欢乐有一天都会终结的。
God's heart is for us to enter into this heavenly celebration.
神的心意乃是让我们进到那个属天的庆祝里边。
But who can enter this heavenly celebration?
但是谁可以进入呢？
It is the new wine.
是一个新酒。
And when we come to chapter 3,
当我们来到第三章的时候，
we talk about the conversation with Nicodemus.
主耶稣和尼哥底母的对话。
He pointed out that God's heart is on the kingdom of God.
这里边要指出了神的心意乃是讲到神的国。
It is talk about his kingship, his sovereignty on earth as it is in heaven.
讲到了神他的主权，他的旨意要行在地上，如同行在天上一样。
So who can enter the kingdom of God?
谁可以进入神的国呢？
So Jesus point to Nicodemus.
所以主耶稣基督向尼哥底母指出。
He said that you're not even close, you're not even see the kingdom of God.
他说你离神的国还很远，你甚至没有看见神的国。
Jesus said, unless you are born again, you will not see the kingdom of God.
主耶稣告诉他说，除非你重生，人若不重生就不能进神的国。
You cannot see the kingdom of God, that means it's not even in front of you.
如果你没有看见神的国的话，意思是这个还没有在你的面前。
What your direction is totally off the track.
也就是说你的方向是完全错误的。
So Jesus pointed out that those that is born of the flesh is flesh, but those born of spirit is spirit.
所以主耶稣基督告诉他，从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
So in God's heart is for us to be born again.
神的心意乃是让我们重生。
And that's when the famous Bible verse 3:16.
那就是我们大家都非常熟悉的那节经文，3章16节。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So I wish everyone here is a born again Christian.
我盼望着我们在座的每位都是重生的弟兄姐妹。
And praise the Lord, I see a lot of heads nodding.
感谢主，我看见很多人在点头。
But when we came to chapter 4,
但是当我们来到第四章的时候
,again we saw the conversation with the Samaritan woman.
我们看见这主耶稣基督和撒玛利亚妇人的对话。
So the Lord bring us to a higher level of what's God's heart on us.
这里边主把我们带到了神心意的一个更高的境地。
He's talk about that true faith that is rooted in spirit and in truth.
这里边他告诉我们说真正的信心是在灵和真实里边的。
It's the worshipper of God.
乃是向着神的敬拜。
So here, God's heart is for us to be a worshipper.
这里边神的心意是盼望着我们每个人都成为一个向神敬拜的人。
But what is the worshipper in God's heart?
但是在神的心意里边，敬拜神的人是怎样的呢？
Our Lord Jesus is talking about in spirit and in truth.
主在这里边告诉我们，乃是在心灵和诚实当中。
And what is the spirit? What is the truth?
心灵和诚实是什么呢？
The truth is the knowledge of God.
诚实或者是真理乃是神的真理。
You know the almightiness of God.
你知道这位神是一位全能的神。
He's the creative God.
他是一位伟大的神。
He's just.
他是公义的。
But yet he's loving.
然而他也是慈爱的。
And he's full of mercy.
他充满了怜悯。
And because of Who we know God and His mercy?
因着我们认识神的爱和他的怜悯。
So in our spirit, then we look and we yearn to worship Him.
在我们的灵里边，我们就放弃自己来敬拜他。
It is a heart change.
乃是一个心里边的转变。
It is a feeling that God is worthy of our life.
是我们里边一个深的感觉，神配得我们。一切的敬拜。
So worthiness is just on the outside of bowing and kneeling and prostrating.
在我们的外边，我们所表现的向神全人的俯伏和敬拜，是代表我们向着他表达他是配的那一位。
But in our heart that we recognize that he's the King of Kings, he's the Lord of Lords.
但是在我们的心里边，乃是认识到他是那位万王之王，万主之主。
And it's worthy for us to offer every part of us to him.
乃是要配得我们全人把我们自己献上。
And it is what recorded in Romans 12:1.
这乃是记载在罗马书第十二章一节。
It is by the mercy of God.
乃是借着神的怜悯以神的慈悲。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
罗马书十二章一节。
Therefore I urge you,Brethren, in view of God's mercy to offer your body as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
A worshipper is in God's heart.
在神的心意当中有一个宝贵的地位，就是那些向他敬拜的人。
He is worthy for us to offer our all to him.
他配得我们献上全人。
As we became a worshipper,
当我们成为一个敬拜神的人的时候
，we find that our satisfaction is in God only.
我们就会发现，我们唯一的满足是在神里边。
The Samaritan woman before her satisfaction is from finding a husband that gives her satisfaction.
那位撒玛利亚人在他遇见主之前，他的满足呢乃是找到他和他心意的丈夫。
But as we become a worshipper, the only thing that will satisfy us is only the Lord Jesus.
但是当我们成为一个敬拜神的人的时候，唯一让我们的心能够满足的乃是主的自己。
God's heart is for us to be a worshipper.
神的心意让我们弟兄姐妹们都成为敬拜神的人。
And as we become a worshipper, we talk about also that the Lord desire to have a testimonial from us.
当我们成为一个敬拜神的人的时候，神的心意也是让我们成为他的见证。
We saw that when the Samaritan woman believed in Jesus.
我们看见了那位撒玛利亚妇人相信了主耶稣。
As she became a worshipper,
当她成为一个敬拜神的人的时候，
he went back to her village.
她就回到了她自己的村庄当中。
And a big crowd believed in her and came to Jesus.
那很大的一群人就相信了她的见证，来到主耶稣基督的面前。
How is our testimonial?
我们的见证是怎样呢？
Or do we have a testimonial that bring people to Jesus?
我们是不是有一个见证能够把人带到主耶稣基督的面前呢？
And then as we go to chapter 5,
当我们来到第五章的时候，
again, we're very familiar is the healing at the pool.
我们非常熟悉的就是这个池边的医治。
There was a cripple that was at the pool by the ship gates.
是在那个羊门的那个地方有一个瘸腿的。
And he was there for a very long time.
他在那边有很长时间。
And he believed that there was a fable that when the angel came down and stirred the water.
他相信一个传说，就是当天使下来搅动水的时候。
And whoever got in will get healed.
谁先进入就可以得医治。
When Jesus saw this cripple.
当主耶稣基督看见这个瘸腿的人的时候。
He said, get up.Pick up your mat and walk.
对他说起来，拿起你的褥子走吧。
And the cripple get up, pick up his mat and he walk.
所以那个瘸腿的人就起来，拿起他的褥子走了。
The Lord wants us to learn as we follow him as a born again Christian.
主要我们学习跟随他，是一个重生得救的基督徒。
As we became a worshipper.
当我们成为一个敬拜神的人的时候，
As we find Jesus as our satisfaction,
当我们发现主耶稣基督是我们唯一满足的时候，
As we become a witness and have a testimonial for Jesus,
当我们成为主耶稣基督的见证的时候，
He wants us not to be trapped by false hope like this cripple.
他要我们不要陷在那些无望的希望当中。
God wants us to have the hope of God, the hope of glory.
他要我们有一个属神的盼望，一个荣耀的盼望。
God wants us to get up and walk.
他要我们起来行走。
We walk with Christ.
我们和基督一同行走。
Brother and sister, we want to walk with the King.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要和那位大君王一同行走。
And specifically, the Holy Spirit recorded here that he said, get up, pick up your mat and walk.
这里边圣灵特别记载说起来拿起你的褥子走吧。
If I'm the cripple, I would probably not pick up the mat because it's probably been so dirty after he'd been sitting there for so many years.
如果我是那位瘸腿的人的话，我也许不愿意拿起我的褥子，因为那个褥子在那边放了很长很多的年日，非常脏。
And we'll explain that later on.
我们接下来可能还会更多的解释。
And it's God's desire for us to walk with the Lord.
这是主告诉我们说他盼望着我们能够与神同行。
As we talk about the feeding of the 5,000,
当我们谈到喂饱五千人的时候，
I'd like to read you Luke chapter 9,
要和弟兄姐妹们一同读路加福音第九章。
This is what happened prior to the feeding of the 5,000.
这是在发生在这个喂饱五千人之前的一段事记载。
So reading chapter 9 verse 1 to 9.
我们要从路加福音第九章第一节一直读到第九节。
When Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out all demons.To cure disease and to send them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. He told them, take nothing for the journey. No staff, no bag, no bread, no money, no extra tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there until you leave the dead town. If people do not welcome you, shake the dust off your feet when you leave their town as a testimony against them. So they set out and went from village to village, preaching the gospel and healing people everywhere.
耶稣叫起了十二个门徒，给他们全能力、权柄，制服一切的鬼，医治各样的病，又差遣他们去宣传神国的道，医治病人，对他们说，行路的时候，不要带拐杖和口袋，不要带粮食和银子，也不要带两件褂子，无论进了哪一家，就住在那里，也从那里起行。凡不接待你们的，你们离开那城的时候，要把脚上的尘土跺下去，见证他们的不是。门徒就出去，走遍各乡，宣传福音，到处医病。
So we saw that when Jesus sent out the 12,
所以我们这边看见主耶稣基督差遣了十二个门徒出去。
We know that they've been walking with Jesus.
我们知道他们已经跟随主一同行走过。
But Jesus wants them to have a hands-on experience in what Jesus has been preaching.
但是主耶稣基督让他们在这里边个人有一个属于自己的主耶稣教导他们的经历。
And here we saw that the 12 disciples experienced the power and authority of God.
这里边我们看见这十二个使徒，他们经历了神的能力。
Here they learn about to depend on God.
这里边他们学习怎样来依靠神。
The provision of God.
学习来支取神的供应。
And then when we come to verse 7.
到了第七节的时候，
Now Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was going on, and he was perplexed because some were saying that John had been raised from the dead, other that Elijah had appeared, and still other that one of the apostles long ago had been back to life.
分封王希律听见耶稣所做的一切事，就犹疑不定，因为有人说是约翰从死里复活，又有人说是以利亚显现，还有人说是古时的一个先知又活了。
And verse 9.
第九节。
But Herod said, I beheaded John. Who then is this I hear such things about? And he tried to see him.
希律说，约翰我已经斩了，这却是什么人？我竟听见他这样行事呢？我想要见他。
So we saw that the 12 disciples has know the power and authority of God.
我们这里面看见了这十二个使徒，他们认识了主耶稣基督的权柄和能力。
They saw the healing of the sick.
他们也看见了主耶稣基督医治病人。
They have received the provision from God.
他们从神那里边得到了神的供应。
They saw the miracle of God.
他们看见了神的奇迹。
But in God's heart, that's not enough to be a disciple of God.
但是在神的心意里边，这些并不够成为神的门徒。
And in verse 7, it recorded about John the Baptist being beheaded.
在第七节里边，这里边讲到施洗约翰被斩首。
And the Holy Spirit placed this particular passage in between the sending out of the 12 and the feeding of the 5,000.
圣灵特别把这件事情记载在主耶稣基督赐给他十二个门徒权柄和喂饱五千人的记载中间。
Because the death of John the Baptist,
因为施洗约翰的死
represent God's work, His method, speaking through the prophets come to a close.
乃是代表着神的工作借着先知的口成为了应验。
So now God is starting with a new method working with His people.
神在这里边开始了一个新的方法，在他的子民中间工作。
And this is through the disciple.
这是乃是要借着使徒们工作。
And this is through you and me.
乃是借着你我来工作。
Now this is a passage we all very familiar.
这一些经文我们大家都是非常熟悉的。
The feeding of the 5,000.
是喂饱五千人的经文。
But in John particularly, there are a few things I'd like to point out.
但是约翰福音里边，这里边有几件事情我要特别指出的。
In verse 5,
第五节。
When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming toward him, he said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread from these people to eat?" He said this to him only to test him, and he already had in mind what he was going to do.
耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说，我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道怎样行。
And verse 7.
第七节。
Philip answered him, 8 months wages would not buy enough bread for each one to have a bite. Another of his disciples, Andrew, spoke up, "Here's a boy."
腓力回答说，这就是20两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。有一个门徒，就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，对耶稣说，这里有一个孩童。
So this is the only miracle in John that actually specifically record about Philip and John.
所以在约翰福音里
面 Philip and Andrew.
在约翰福音里边，主耶稣所记载的这些神迹当中，唯一一次特别指到腓力和安德烈的经文就在这里。
The other three record in the gospel only talk about the disciple.
在另外三处经文的记载当中只是提到了他的门徒。
Here it talk about specifically point out Philip and Andrew.
在约翰福音这里边特别指出是腓力和安德烈。
And we see a couple of things about Philip and Andrew.
我们在这里边也看见关于腓力和安德烈的一些事情。
Now bear in mind that they just came back from when they set out to perform the miracle.
我们这里边必须记载他们刚刚从主耶稣基督差遣他们出去行了很多神迹回来之后发生的这件事。
So they recognize the authority and power of God.
他们知道耶稣基督的权柄和能力。
But here we saw that when Philip answered Jesus said, 8 months of wages would not be enough to buy the bread for each one to have a bite.
但是这里边我们特别要注意腓力回答说就是20两银子的饼叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。
But when Andrew heard this,
但是当安德烈听见这句话的时候
he came and bring the boy with the 5 small barley and
他就把一个孩童带着五个大麦饼和两条鱼带到主耶稣基督的面前。
So what's the difference between Philip and Andrew?
在这里边我们要注意腓力和安德烈他们的区别是什么呢
?They both have experienced the authority and power of God.
他们同时同样的经历了主耶稣基督的权柄和能力。
Would you like to be Philip or would you like to be Andrew?
在这里边我们是愿意成为腓力呢还是愿意成为安德烈呢
?Andrew has a faith.
安德烈有信心。
He know who Jesus is.
他知道主耶稣基督是谁。
He know Jesus' heart.
他知道主耶稣基督的心。
Because when Jesus said that, when he asked the question to Philip, where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?
因为当主耶稣基督问腓力的时候，说我们要从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？
Because here it recorded that Jesus already had in mind what he was going to do.
圣经在这里边记载主耶稣基督自己原知道要怎样行。
And that was in God's heart.
这是在神心中的心意。
The Bible recorded when the disciple, these people is going to be hungry.
圣经记载当这些人来到主耶稣基督面前的时候他们是饥饿。
They recognized the physical hunger of these people.
他认识到这些人身体上的饥饿。
But in the four gospel, it talk aboutWhen the crowd came to Jesus, Jesus already have compassion with them. Jesus recognized their spiritual hunger.
但是圣经记载说当这些人来到主耶稣基督面前的时候他就向他们心里边传着怜悯因为他原知道他们的心。
So when Jesus questioned Philip, the Bible here again is only in John, it said that he want to test them.
所以当主耶稣基督在这里边问腓力的时候圣经记载我们说乃是要试验腓力。
So this is a test that is going to also come with an answer.
这里边这个试验也是带着一个答案的。
Is to have the disciple to recognize what is in the heart of God.
乃是让这些门徒们知道神的心意是什么。
It's a shepherd's heart.
是一个牧者的心意。
I want to ask you all, we're all very familiar with this miracle about the young boy who offer up the five small bread and two fish.
我要问弟兄姐妹们，大家都非常熟悉这一个记载，就是这个小孩带着五个小的大麦饼和两条小鱼。
So when Andrew brought the boy to Jesus,
当安德烈把这个小孩带到主耶稣基督面前的时候，
I would assume the little boy will give the bread and the fish to Andrew.
我心里面在想，可能是这个小孩呢就把这个饼和鱼给了安德烈。
And then Andrew would bring the bread and the fish to Jesus.
安德烈把这些饼和鱼又带到主耶稣基督的面前。
And then Jesus will give the bread and the fish to the disciple to feed the crowd, the 5,000.
主耶稣基督再把这些饼分给他的门徒去喂饱那些众人。
So we saw that there's a change of hand.
我们看见这里边有一个从一个手转到另外一个手这样一个过程。
So I want to ask, when did the miracle happen?
我要问弟兄姐妹们，是神迹在什么时候发生的？
In whose hand is when the miracle happened?
在谁的手中神迹发生的？
Was it in the boy's hand?
是在那个小男孩的手中吗？
Was it in Andrew's hand?
在安德烈的手中吗？
Was it in Jesus' hand?
还是在主耶稣基督的手里？
So keep in mind that if this little boy keep the bread and the fish in his own hand the whole time, he would not give it up.
我们要想一想，如果这个小男孩把这些饼和鱼一直攥在他自己的手里不肯放弃的话，
Do you think that this miracle will happen?
我们想这个神迹会发生吗？
And then after Jesus look up to heaven, he gave thanks, he break itAnd then he gave it to the disciples.
当主耶稣基督望天祝谢，把这些饼和鱼分开给他的门徒的时候，
And then after they fed 50 of them, he came back and they get more, and then they went, and then the disciple went back and feed the crowd again.
所以他们就50人这样去喂他们，喂饱他们，一次接一次的从主耶稣基督再拿这些饼。
I don't know how many trips the disciple has to coming back to Jesus and bringing the food to the crowd.
我不知道这里边这些门徒们要回到主耶稣基督面前多少次把这些食物分给众人。
There's a lesson that we need to learn.
在这里边有一个功课我们需要学习的。
When we serve God,
当我们服侍神的时候，
We serve God, we come with empty hand.
我们服侍神乃是空空的两手来到他面前。
The disciple, after they fed the crowd, their hands were empty. They came back and they receive from the Lord again before they can feed again.
所以当这些门徒当他们喂饱这些人一群喂饱之后，回到主耶稣基督面前的时候，两手是空空的，他们接受主耶稣基督的供应再去喂饱这些人。
So there's good lesson and bad lesson in this.
在这里边有一个好的还有一个坏的功课要学。
So if you think you know everything to serve the Lord,
如果我们想我们知道怎样来服侍神，
That's not what God's heart is.
这不是合神心意的。
And God may not even use it.
神甚至不会用这个。
But when you think that you come to God, you really depend on God to serve.
但是当我们认识到我们来到神面前的时候，我们要借着神的供应来服侍。
And God will provide for you.
神就要供应我们。
So the good news is that we all can serve God.
这个好消息就是我们大家都愿意来服侍神。
Because we are all empty.We can do nothing except the Lord.
我们都认识到我们自己是一个无有的，我们的手里边是空空的，才能够来服侍神。
You know, when the Lord broke the bread and the fish.
当主耶稣基督拨开这些饼和鱼的时候。
Now, this is bread and fish is not alive, of course.
这是饼和鱼，当然不是活的。
So if it is breaking something alive, what do you think?The bread and the fish will fill.
如果我们想象是一个活的饼和鱼，那这些饼和鱼他们会有怎样的感觉呢？
You think they will say, "No, no, don't break me."
他们会不会说不要不要不要把我掰开？
Brother and sister, sometime when the Lord uses us, He has to break us.
弟兄姐妹们，当主有时候用我们的时候，他首先要破碎我们。
But it's true, we do have feeling.
的确，我们都有感觉。
We may ask the Lord to say, be gentle.
我们可能会求主说，轻一点。
But remember, if it is broken by the hands of God,
但是我们要记得，如果是神的手破碎的时候，
it's glorious.
是荣耀的。
It's blessing.
是祝福的。
His grace is sufficient.
他的恩典够我们用。
Do we have anything like a 5 bread and 2 fish that we still have not offered to God?
我们是不是还有一些事情像这五个饼和两个鱼我们还没有献在神的手上呢?
Would you ask God to lead us? If there's still anything in our hands that we haven't offered to God.
如果我们手上还没有什么还有一些东西抓在自己的手里没有奉献我们要求神。
Would you pray that God will receive it? You place it in Jesus' hand.
我们要向神祷告，求神接受，要把这些放在主的手上。
Many things in our hand become, it doesn't bring anything to us, or in fact, it will bring a mess.
很多其实在我们手上所握住这些东西，并没有给我们带来什么益处，乃是一些麻烦。
But if you put it in the hands of Jesus,
但是如果我们把这些放在主的手上,
He will bless it.
他就会祝福。
He will have to break it.
当然他要破碎。
But many will be fed.
但是很多人会因此得着饱足。
Are you willing?
我们愿意吗?
This is how the miracle happened.
这就是神迹发生的前提条件。
Remember the story of Gideon.
我们要记得基甸的故事。
He's a judge.
他是一个士师。
And he was to fight 130,000 Midianites.
他要在那里边要去跟13万的非利士人打仗。
米甸人
打仗。
And God chosen Gideon and 300 men.
但是神却让基甸只选择了300人。
These are the men that believe in God.
那这些人乃是相信神的人。
These are the men that trust God.
这些人是他们信任神。
And these are the men that follow God.
他们乃是跟随神的人。
It's like David. They will do what God asks them to do.
乃是像大卫一样，他们要做神命令他们做的事情。
They know God's heart.
他们知道神的心意。
And they follow God's heart.
他们跟随神的心意。
God asks them this.Gideon and 300 men to form three groups around the Midian army.
神让这些基甸和他的300人分成三队包围米甸人的军营。
And at night they bring about, but they only bring three things.
他们只带了三个东西。
They did not bring any weapon.
他们没有带任何的武器。
They brought a clay jar.
他们乃是带了一个陶瓷的器皿。
And they brought a torch inside, covered by the clay jar.
里边有一个用这个陶瓷器皿盖住的火炬。
And they also brought a trumpet.
还有他们带着一个角。
And if you remember, the Lord asked them to blow the trumpet and use the trumpet to break the clay jar and the light shine out from them.
你记得神那边命令他们要吹角，并且要用这个角打碎那个器皿。让里边这个火炬能够点燃起来。
And they had a complete victory.
他们就有完全的得胜。
God's victory only come from when the vessel is broken.
神的得胜乃是要这些器皿必须要破碎。
Shall we really pray that God can use us?
我们是不是要真实的祷告让神可以用我们
can use us at home?
在我们的家庭当中用我们。
Maybe it's our temper.
也许是我们的脾气。
Or maybe it's something that we're holding on.
也许是我们抓住不放的一些东西。
Maybe it's something, maybe financially.
也许是关于经济方面。
Maybe it's something so dear to you.
也许是有些东西实在抓住我们的心和我们非常亲近。
But if you place them in God's hand.
但是如果我们把这些放在神的手中。
Miracle can happen.
神迹就会发生。
The kingdom of God will be built.
神的国就会被建立。
And after Jesus fed the 5,000.
当主耶稣基督喂饱这五千人之后，
He asked the disciple to collect the leftover.
所以他就让这些门徒把剩下的零碎收拾起来。
And there were 12 baskets.
收拾了12个篮子。
I believe the 12 baskets represent something.
我在这里边也深深的感觉这12个篮子也代表的有属灵的意义。
Particularly in the record of, in Gospel of John.
特别是记载在约翰福音里边。
We know that in the beginning, Jesus is trying to teach the disciples.
因为在开始的时候，主耶稣基督要教导他的门徒。
We saw that Jesus gave the disciple a hands-on, test or lesson.
因为主耶稣基督给他的门徒们都有一个他们自己要实行的任务。
I believe that at the end of the miracle, every disciples, the 12 disciples were all carrying a basket of the leftover.
因为在这个神迹结束之后，每一个门徒都要拿着一篮子的这个剩下的饼。
I don't know they were carrying or just holding on.
我们不知道他是扛在肩上或者提在手上。
The Bible did not say anything about it.
圣经并没有明确的记载。
But I do believe that the Lord is teaching the 12 disciples about the all-sufficiency of God.
但是我深信这里边圣经教导这些门徒们让他们知道神是全有全丰的。
His sufficiency is enough for them to depend on him, to cling on him.
他的丰富可以让他的门徒们去依靠。
So here's God's heart.
这是神的心意。
Compassion.
乃是他的怜悯。
Faith.
信心。
Consecration.
是我们的奉献。
Willing to be broken.
是我们愿意被神破碎。
And his all-sufficiency.
乃是他自己是一个那位全有全主全丰的。
I want to share a testimonial from one of our sister.
我要分享一个我们中间一位姊妹的见证。
Her name is Mindy.
她的名字叫 Mindy.
And when I first met Mindy, she was 13, 14 years old.
当我第一次遇见 Mindy 的时候，她那时候只是十三四岁。
And she was a freshman in high school.
在高中一年级读书。
I met Mindy and his mother. They came to me in the office. They were a patient of mine.
我见到他们呢是Mindy 和他的母亲一起来到我的诊所。他们是我的病人。
They were involved in a car accident.
因为他们那时候出了一次车祸。
So the mom told me, when Mindy was not around.
当Mindy 不在场的时候，那母亲告诉我。
She said that I have a lot of trouble with Mindy.
她说我和 Mindy 之间有很多的问题。
She doesn't like to go to school.
她不愿意去上学。
She skipped school.
所以她就逃学。
I don't know where she went.
我不知道她去了什么地方。
Teacher said that she did not do her homework.
老师也告诉我说她不做作业。
And at home, she's just more concerned about being on the phone and painting her nails.
在家里边的时候，他唯一的关心的是，所做的事呢，就是在打电话，研指甲。
She's on academic probation.
在学校里边呢，他也被作为那个成绩不好，警告。
And a couple times, Macy called her that Mindy was picking up things, at Macy.
有好几次，那个商店 Macy 商店给我打电话说。Mindy 在那里边偷了东西。
She said, I tried everything.
她说我试过所有的事情。
I tried to bribe her.
我试过要贿赂她。
But nothing worked.
没有什么用处。
So then I find out more about Mindy's life.
所以我就知道了关于 Mindy 她的这个生活的更多的东西。
She came to United States from China when she was 2 years old.
他两岁的时候从中国大陆来到美国。
She immigrated with her mother.
和他的母亲一起移民过来。
The father was, in San Francisco already.
那个时候他的父亲已经在旧金山。
So the father went back from San Francisco to China and married with Mindy's mother.
那时候他的父亲从旧金山回到中国和他的母亲结婚。
And 2 years later, Mindy and the mother came and united with the father.
两年之后，这个 Mindy 和他的母亲来到旧金山和他的父亲团聚。
And then they find out that the father was a gambler.
后来他们才发现这个父亲呢是一个赌徒。
And is also a drug addict.
也是一个吸毒的人。
And within a year time, they were separate.
所以一年之后他们就分居了。
So Mindy grew up without a father image.
所以 Mindy 在他的成长过程当中没有父亲。
In fact, Mindy didn't even look at, never even look at her father's in the eyes.
实际上 Mindy 从小长大从来没有正视他父亲的眼光。
And when they maybe ran into each other on the street, Mindy would not even say hello to the father.
就是他们在街上偶尔碰面的时候Mindy 甚至不跟他的父亲打一声招呼。
So I talked to the mother, I said, it's a very sad story.
所以我告诉这位母亲，我说这是一个非常悲伤的故事。
It is hard because she's been through counseling, there's just not a whole lot can be done.
因为她已经经过了很多的咨询，在这边好像没有，再没有什么事情可以，办法可以帮助她。
So I told her, I said, maybe,The only hope is to bring her to church.
所以我告诉她，唯一的希望，把她带到教会里面。
And they did.
他们就来了。
So the first time Mindy came,
当 Mindy 第一次来到我们中间的时候
，she accepted the Lord.
她接受了主作为她个人的救主。
So slowly her life changed.
慢慢的他的生命发生了改变。
She started going to school.
他开始上学。
She started not being so temperamental.
他不再那样的脾气暴躁。
So this year is her senior year.
今年是他高中的最后一年。
So last September, in the very beginning of her senior year.
去年九月当他开始高中最后一年的时候。
So I asked Mindy,
我就问 Mindy,
How's your grade point last semester?
你的上一学期的成绩怎样?
She said, 4.0.
她说我是 4.0 全优。
I said, how about the previous semester?
对，我说你那前边的学期的成绩呢?
She said, 3.5.
她说是 3.5.
And then I asked Mindy a very important question.
然后我就问了 Mindy 一个非常重要的问题。
What makes you change after you accept the Lord?
什么使你接受了主之后有了改变?
She said that I felt there's always something, someone next to me.
说她说我感觉到在我的身边总有一位。
She said that when I feel needed, I felt someone is holding my hand and guiding me.
她说当我有需要的时候我感觉到有一个人牵着我的手。来指引我。
Brother and sister,
弟兄姐妹们
,In God's heart, a good shepherd need to have the compassion.
在神的心意当中一个好牧人需要有爱心。
I've been in practice 42 years.
我行医已经42年。
In the beginning, the first 2 years,
在头两年的时候
I was very fortunate to have a 10-minute time on a television, on a Chinese television.
我非常幸运的是，有每天有十分钟的时候，可以在主持一个中文的电视节目。
Every week.
每一周有十分钟时间在一个中文的电视。
Now, at that time, this is 40-something years ago, there was only one TV station.
这是40多年之前，那时候只有一个电台。
And this is a very difficult time to get because they just don't give them out.
那个时候呢，如果在电视上播出一个节目是非常难的，因为他们不愿意把这时间给别人。
So I was very fortunate to have that, and I had a 10-minute show called The Total Way to Health.
所以我非常幸运的那时候，每一周有十分钟的时间，有一个节目就是完全的方法使你得健康。
So I had it for about 6 months and it really helps to educate the public and to bring a lot of patients to the office.
那这个节目持续了六个月 就让我有机会让很多的 听观众能够了解到他们怎样吃能够得健康，也许是也有很多的病人来到我的面前。
But 6 months later, after that, we have a brother that came from China.
六月之后有一位弟兄从中国来。
And he was, well, he actually immigrated from China.
他是从中国移民过来的。
And he was in jail for the Lord for 23 years.
他为主在监狱里面度过了24年。
So he was released and then he immigrated to San Francisco.
他从监狱被释放之后来到了旧金山。
And we were so blessed that, to worship with him.
我们非常蒙福能够和他一同来敬拜神。
And this particular brother, his gift is in sharing the gospel.
这个弟兄他自己的恩赐乃是传福音。
So I remember,He emphasized a couple times is in the book of Luke, chapter 15.
所以我就记得他特别强调了几次，这是在路加福音第15章里边的故事。
It's talk about the lost sheep and the lost coin.
这里边讲到了那个迷羊和失去的钱。
And I remember very, it impressed in my heart is when he said that when there's one sheep being found, that there's joy in heaven.The angels of the God over one sinner that repent.
我非常记得那个弟兄特别强调，当有一个迷羊被找到的时候，在天上有一个何等的大的喜乐，是那是天使一同和神喜乐。
And that's God's heart.
那就是神的心意。
Every soul is so important in the heart of God.
每一个灵魂在神的心意当中都是何等的宝贵重要。
It's invaluable.
乃是是它的价值是不可比拟。
It's invaluable in God's heart to a point that He sent His only begotten Son.
在神的心意当中，这我们的灵魂是何等的有价值，以至于他愿意差遣他的儿子为我们死。
But the Holy Spirit started to remind me.
但是圣灵提醒我。
This 10 minutes is very valuable.
这十分钟的电视节目是很是非常有价值。
It's like a lifeline to my office.
对我的诊所来讲，好像是一条生命线。
But what if this time is used for the gospel?
但是如果这些时间用在福音上会怎样呢？
And I was really touched by the story of the young boy, the 5 bread and the 2 fish.
所以我这个小孩五饼有五个饼两条鱼这个孩子的故事就非常摸到我的心。
So I offer that time to our fellowship to serve the gospel.
所以我就把这时间呢奉献给我们的团契要传福音。
And we name the time the light of life.
我们把那段时间的名字定义成生命的光。
It was so precious.
是非常宝贵的时间。
The whole church was involved, the whole fellowship was involved in this gospel outreach.
所以全教会都投入了这个福音的传播。
Some write the script.
有人来写这个词。
Some like a director.
有的人好像一个导演一样。
Some become the cameraman.
有的人成为那个摄影的。
And some do the film editing.
有人编辑。
And the best thing is almost everyone in the fellowship, young or new, become an actor or actress.
更宝贵的是，我们聚会当中的每一个人，无论是年轻的还是新来的，都成了这个剧中的演员。
So in one heart, we prosper the gospel.
所以我们是同心合意的来兴旺福音。
Brother and sister, we have nothing to boast of.
弟兄姐妹们，我们在这里边没有什么可以夸耀的。
Everything in our hands is given by God.
在我们手中的一切。都是源自于神。
And he's worthy for us to place our life in him.
他配得我们把生命放在他的手中。
I want to share just one more story.
我要再分享一个故事。
When I was really busy at work and so-called successful,
当我在工作当中非常非常繁忙的时候，所谓成功的时候，
I was very unhappy.
那个时候呢，我就是非常非常不快乐。
You heard of the something called the happy index?
你大家可能听见一些是这快乐指数。
So, for Christian, I don't know there's a happy index or not.
我不知道对基督徒来讲有没有所谓的快乐指数。
But I know at that time, my happy index was very, very low.
但是我知道在那个时候我的快乐指数非常低。
You know why? Because I was grieving the Holy Spirit.
你知道为什么吗？因为那个时候我让圣灵担忧。
But then I learned when I was at a conference, the West Coast Conference.
但是当有一次在西安特会的时候我学到。
Our brother talked about that in 1 Peter.
我们的弟兄分享彼得前书。
He said that you are a chosen people.
这里边说到你们是被拣选的。
A royal priesthood.
是君尊的祭司。
A holy nation.
是圣洁的国度。
God's special possession.
是属神的子民。
That you may declare the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
是要照你们宣扬，那照你们出黑暗，入奇妙光明者的美德。
You are a chosen people.
我们是被拣选的族类。
You are chosen for purpose.
我们被拣选是为着一个目的。
You are very privileged.
我们有一个特权。
There's a special purpose when God chose you and me.
当神拣选我们的时候都有一个特别的目的。
Not just to get saved, so we don't have to go to hell.
不是仅仅让我们得救了不再去下地狱。
A people who glorify God.
乃是要成为一群让神得荣耀的子民。
And you are a royal priesthood.
我们乃是一个君尊的祭司。
Every one of us.
每一个弟兄姐妹。
A royal priesthood.
我们都是有君尊的祭司。
What is a priest?
祭司是什么呢?
In short, a priest is to bring God to the people and to bring people to God.
简短的说就是祭司的职责就是把神带到人面前把人带到神的面前。
And this is what God chose us for to, is to serve him.
这就是神为什么拣选我们乃是要服侍他。
To bring people to God.
乃是要把人带到神的面前。
And to bring God to people.
把神带到人的面前。
And also, you are a holy nation.
我们乃是圣洁的国度。
And holiness is we need to be separate from the world.
圣洁讲到我们要和世界有分别。
And we are God's possession, special possession.
我们是属神特别的子民。
He is our master.
他是我们的主人。
We cannot serve two masters.
我们不能侍奉两个主。
Only God.
只有神。
And only then we can declare the praises of him.
只有那个时候我们才能够把赞美来归向他。
And then in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 5.
在彼得前书第二章第五节。
And it also said, you also.
他那里边说你们也是。
You also.
你也是。
Like a living stone, being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood.Offering spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
也就像活石被圣灵建造成灵宫作为属灵的祭司借着耶稣基督献上神所喜悦的所悦纳的灵祭。
So every one of us
所以每位弟兄姐妹们
is a living stone.
我们都是一个活石。
Every one of us
我们每位弟兄姐妹
you are saved for a special purpose.
我们的得救是为着一个特别的目的。
To be a priest.
乃是要成为祭司。
To be separate from the world.
乃是要和世界有分别。
To bring a testimonial to God.
乃把见证带给神。
I want to share just one more, of my testimonial.
我要和弟兄姐妹们再分享一个我的见证。
So, after 10 years after I was saved,And when God let me saw that the reason I was not happy is because I was just a believer. I'm not following Christ. I'm not serving God.
当我得救十年之后，神让我看见了我之所以不快乐的原因，就是我没有真实的，我只是一个信徒，没有真实的跟随主。
In fact, if you look at the four gospel,
实际上当我们看四福音的时候。
Jesus never used the word believer. There's no believer when in Jesus' dialogue, only disciples.
主耶稣基督从来没有提到那个信徒， 在他的词汇当中乃是提到门徒。
So at Jesus' time, when you are saved, you automatically is a disciple.
所以在主耶稣基督的时代，一得救了，他自动就要成为门徒。
And at that time, when God opened my eye and saw that the reason I'm not happy was because I'm not serving God. I'm not serving the reason that God saved me.
那个时候我就神开我里边的眼睛，让我看见了我之所以不快乐的原因。是因为我没有服侍神，我没有按照神所让我得救的目的来服侍他。
Again, the Holy Spirit work in me.
所以圣灵就又在我里边工作。
I have to decide to serve the Lord.
我就决定要服侍神。
And I don't know whether I should be serving full-time or part-time.
那我不知道我要全时间的还是部分时间的来服侍神。
I want to prepare myself mentally.
但是我的心思里边，我想要做好准备。
So, in my own immature Christian mind at that time,
在我那个时候还不是很成熟的基督徒的心思当中
，I calculated just like Philip.
所以我就像腓力一样，我在那边做了一个计算。
I calculated in 8 months time if the salary I can do this buy so many bread, right?
我要算一下这20两银子能够买多少饼。
So I look at, okay, I get this much maybe in the saving account, my house is probably worth a little bit here and there, and I add it up, I go, that may be sufficient for me to serve the Lord full time.
所以那时候我就想象我的银行里边有多少存款，我的房子值多少钱，把这些加在一起，我在想说，好，也许我可以全时间出来服侍神。
But the Lord remind me that,If you want to be a disciple and follow Jesus, you must deny yourself, pick up the cross and follow him.
但是神在这边提醒我说，若有人跟随主，要成为主的门徒，就要舍己，背起自己的十字架来跟随。
And when I was praying, I know God clearly told me that if you want to follow me, you have to give all those to the Lord.
所以那时候祷告，心里面非常清楚，神告诉我，如果你要来服侍我，要放弃这一切。
Brother and sister, I was like that. That bread and fish, I had feeling.
弟兄姐妹们，我那时候好像就是那个饼和鱼，但是是有感觉的。
You know, my main concern at that time.
那时候我最担心的是什么呢
？Is my children's education.
那是我孩子们的教育。
If I gave everything away, how am I going to raise my kid with a good education?
如果我把这些都放弃了，那我怎样才能够让我的孩子们有一个好的教育呢？
But the Lord finally showed me His grace is sufficient.
但是神最终告诉我说，他的恩典够我们用。
He's an all-sufficient God.
因为他是全有、全足、全丰的神。
When I pray and I told the Lord, I'm willing.
所以我祷告的时候，我告诉神，我愿意。
But you know that was the happiest moment in my life.
你知道那是我生命当中最快乐的时候。
Because God was everything I need.
因为神是我所需要的一切。
You know, ever since I was very happy.
从那时候开始，我就非常的快乐。
I have a purpose.
因为我有一个目的。
I was talking to Brother Godwin's son, Brother's son, yesterday.
昨天我和孙弟兄交通。
We were talking about how some brethren are very joyful, some maybe not very joyful.
我们谈到有些弟兄们他们非常的喜乐，有些却不是这样。
He told me a secret.
他告诉我一个秘诀。
It's to serve. When you serve God, you're happy.
乃是你要服侍神。当你服侍神的时候，你就快乐。
So brother and sister, the story of the 5,000 that's fed is God's heart.Is for us to be a good shepherd, to feed his people.
这喂饱五千人的故事，乃是要告诉我们说，神的心意让我们来服侍他，去喂饱人。
Remember, I talk about when the Lord called the cripple, "Get up, bring the mat, and follow me, a walk."
还记得我们前面提到主耶稣基督命令那个瘫子说：“起来，拿起你的褥子行走。”
I believe.There's a meaning behind.
我也相信在这背后有一个属灵的意义。
It means that when you follow Jesus, when you serve God, You don't have to give away your mat.
乃是说到，如当我们跟随主，我们来服侍主的时候，我们不需要丢弃我们那个褥子。
Everyone should be serving at our work.
每个人都可以在工作的地方来服侍神。
At our family.
在我们的家庭当中服侍神。
At the fellowship.
在我们的聚会当中服侍神。
Or people we meet.
我们在那些需要我们的地方。
So God is in our mind. We should be full-time servant of God, all of us, and part-time working at our job.
在我们每个人的心意当中，我们都要应该有一个意念，就是我们都是全时间来服侍神的，我们是部分时间在工作。
So I want to leave one question to all of you.
所以我要和大家问一个问题。
Why is feeding is so important in God's heart?
为什么喂饱这件事情，喂饱人这件事情，在神的心目当中是如此重要的？
Why is feeding the 5,000 is so important in God's heart?
为什么喂饱这五千人在神的心目当中是如此重要的？
Because God's heart is for his sheep to be mature by his word.
乃是说到神的心意是叫他的羊因着他话语的供应能够成熟。
And only then the kingdom of God will be built.
只有到那个时候神的国才能够被建立。
And only then we can utter the return of Christ.
只有那个时候我们才能够进入主耶稣基督的再来。
It's all start with God's heart.
都是从神的心意开始的。
A compassion.
乃是他的怜悯。
Faith.
信心。
What you're willing to put in God's hand.
是我们愿不愿意把我们自己放在神的手中。
And to trust God, He's the all-sufficient God.
来相信他是那位全有全足全丰的神。
Shall we pray?
我们一起祷告。
Father God, once again, we thank you for speaking to us.
天父，我们再一次感谢你向我们说话。
May we be those who after your heart.
愿我们能够成为合你心意的人。
To be your disciples.
成为你的门徒。
But more so to be your shepherd.
更是成为你的牧人。
To feed your sheep.
要喂饱你的羊群。
We thank you that you call every one of us to be a living stone.
我们感谢你呼召我们每个人成为活石。
To build up the house of God.
要建立属灵的属神的灵宫。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to speak to us.
我们相信圣灵要继续对我们的心说话。
We trust that those who have ear will hear.
我们相信凡有耳的都可以听见。
So help us to be blessed and to bless others.
求你帮助我们得祝福也成为别人的祝福。
And help us to be a part in this, in building the God's kingdom.
让我们成为这一同建造神宫殿的人。
Once again, we lift up these words in your hand.
我们再一次把这些话交在你的手中。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.